Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 4 Shri Madhavendra Puri's devotional service 174. Oh, 107. Shri Mukhe Madhava Purira
Amrita
Charita Bhakta Shunanya Prabhu Hare Ashvadika Shri Mukhe Madhava Puri Amrita Charita
Shri Mukhe Madhava Puri Amrita Charita
Bhaktagane Shunana Prabhu Kare Ashvadita
Bhaktagane Shunana Prabhu Kare Ashvadita
Shri Mukhe Madhava Puri Amrita Charita
Shri Mukhe Madhava Puri Amrita Charita
Bhakti Gani Shunana Prabhu Kare Ashvadita
Bhakti Gani Shunana Prabhu Kare Ashvadita
Shri Mukhe Madhava Puri Amrita Charita
Shri Mukhe Madhava Puri Amrita Charita
Bhakta Gani Shunana Prabhu Kare Ashvadita
Bhakta Gani Shunana Prabhu Kare Ashvadita
Shri Mukhe Madhava Puri Amrita Charita
Shri Mukhe Madhava Puri Amrita Charita
Bhaktagane Sunana Prabhu Kare Aspadita
Bhaktagane Sunana Prabhu Kare Aspadita
Shri Mukhe Madhava Purira Amrita Charita
Shri Mukhe Madhava Purira Amrita Charita
Bhaktagane Sunana Prabhu Kare Aspadita
Bhaktagane Sunana Prabhu Kare Aspadita Shri Mukhe Madhava Puri Amrita Charita
Bhakta
Gani Sunana Prabhu Kare Aspadita
Shri Mukhe Madhava Puri Amrita Charita
Bhakta Gani Sunana Prabhu Kare Aspadita
Shri Mukhe,
Shri Mukhe.
What does that mean? What's that?
Shri refers to what you are.
Yeah.
No.
From the mouth of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Madhava Purira.
Madhava Purira.
Who's Madhava Purira? What did I do for us? Madhava Purira. Amrita Charita.
Amrita Charita.
So it's Amrita, what does that mean? And Charita?
Charita.
We have the book there, isn't it? Where else would we find that word? Amrita Charita. Charitamrita. That's right, I wrote it right over there. It reversed. So what does Charitamrita, Amrita Charitamrita mean? Yes. So Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita means? Shri Chaitanya is the eternal life for us. Who's moving to you? What's that? Something like that, but I don't know if you did the same thing. Whose side are you on? Sri Chaitanya, Charitamrita means what? Yes, the eternal the net carrying characteristics of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakta Dane, yes, the devotees. Where else would we find that word Bhakta Dana? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Brahmi Jananda Shedwati Garadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta. Bhakta. Kane is a group. And the devotees. Shunana.
Shunana.
So that means making here. Prabhu.
Prabhu.
Who's that? The Lord.
Kare.
Kare. To do, yes.
Ashvadita.
Ashvadita. What does that mean? That's the fourth sloka. You just read of the Guru Vastava verse. It's repeated twice in that. Chatur Vidashi Bhagavat Prasada Svanana Triptam Hari Bhaktasana Kripaiva Shiftim Bhajidas Asvada Ashvara Kripaiva Shiftim Ashvara Ashvada. So what does Ashva mean? That's Ashva. What are the devotees doing?
Relishing
prasada. Ashvadita means to relish. This is past tense, so it's relished. Translation. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally praised the nectarian characteristics of Madhavendra Puri. And while he related all this to the devotees, he personally relished it. Text 171. So this is for the next 200 verses or so, or maybe 100 verses, there are no purports practically. So today's a storybook day. Prabhu kahe nityananda karaha vichara Prabhu sama bhagyavan jagate nahi ara. So what does bhagyavan mean?
Fortunate.
So what does bhag mean? Fortunate, yes. And van? One is possessors, yes. So Bhagavan. So just like we have Gyanavan, we have Bhagavan, we have Shrutavan, and so many different vans. So this means one who possesses. Shrutimat, one who hears, is Shrutimat. That's the same thing as van. And Vichara. Consider. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu to judge whether there was anyone within the three world, within the world, as fortunate as Madhavendra Puri. Dugadana Chale Krishna Yamre De Kadila Tinabari Swapne Asi Yamre Agya Kaila. What does Swapne mean? Is it? Yeah, dreams. And Duga? Duga. Milk. Dana?
Charity.
Charity, yes. Krishna. Dega Dila made his appearance. Tina Bari. Three times. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Madhavendra Puri was so fortunate that Krishna personally appeared before him on the plea of delivering milk. Three times the Lord gave orders to Madhavendra Puri in dreams. Ya yandra preme vashahana prakata haila seva angikara kare jagata karila. Being obliged because of the loving affairs of Madhava and Puri, Lord Krishna himself appeared as the Gopal Giri deity, and accepting his service, he liberated the whole world. Yandra lagi gopinata shira kaila churi adeva namahaila shira chura kari. On account of Madhavendra Puri, Lord Gopinath stole a pot of sweet rice. Thus he became famous as Chura Chura, the thief who stole the sweet rice. Karpura chandana yandra ange cha daila anande puri dosha nira prema utalila. Madhavendra Puri smeared the sandal cloth over the body of Gopinath. In this way he was overpowered with love of Godhead. Malaysia deshe kapura chandana anite jangala puri duka pade iha janiya gopala. In the provinces of India governed by the Muslims, there was much inconvenience to traveling with sandalwood and camphor. Because of this, Madhavendra Puri might have gotten into trouble. This became known to the Gopal deity. Mahadaya Mahaprabhu Bhakata Vatsala Chandana Pari Bhakta Shrama Karidas Sapaha. The Lord is very merciful and attached to his devotees, so when Gopinath was covered with sandalwood pulp, Madhavendra Puri's labor became successful. Purira prema praka kasta karaha vichar alaukika prema jite lage chatmakara. So what is laukika, what does that mean? What's that? Laukika means common. Laulika means common. Laulika means uncommon. And Chatmakar, what does that mean? There's a book written by one of the Goswamis called Chatmakar. It means wonder. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed the standard of Madhavendra Puri's intense love before Nityananda Prabhu for judgment. All his loving activities are uncommon. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, indeed, one is struck with wonder to hear of his activities. Purport. When the living entity feels spiritual separation from Krishna, Krishna Viraha, he has achieved the prime success of life. When one becomes disinterested in material things, he is simply experiencing the other side of attraction from material things. However, feeling separation from Krishna and engaging in the service of the Lord to fulfill his mission constitute the best example of love of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to point out this intense love of Krishna exhibited by Srila Madhavendra Puri. All Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees later followed in the footsteps of Madhavendra Puri, serving the Lord with their personal considerations. So where we have this word viraha? We recite it 6 days a week. Yes, Govinda Viraha. Where does that come from? Yes. So this Govinda Viraha or Krishna Viraha, this is the perfection of life. It's called Vipralamba Seva. So there's two types of service to Krishna, known as Sambhoga and Vipralamba. The devotees following in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, they're interested more in Vipralamba Seva than in Sambhoga. But there's a group of devotees known as the Prakriti Sahajiyas, and they think that somehow or another, with this gross material body, that they can unite themselves with Krishna. They think there are certain Gaudiya Mahasets nowadays, which also emphasize Sambhoga of the Rav
Deepa Lamba.
So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada confirms that in our line of succession, that Deepa Lamba Seva is the important aspect. So that Deepa Lamba Seva was exhibited by the six Goswamis. Tyakva Turna Mashesha Mandalapati Shaming Siddhatu Chava Bhutvadina Dunesha Gokarnaya Gopi Nakanta Shita Gopi Baba Rasamrita Dilahari Kolo Lamagna Bande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago So they were absorbed in what's known as Gopi Bhava Rasamrita Dilahari. Their minds were merged into the remembrances of Krishna in the same mood of the gopis. The mood of the gopis was the gopis had no other concern other than to please Krishna. So in that feeling of wanting to please Krishna, they were always merged in thoughts of him. And they followed the basic principles of following Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Hidi Kolola Sanikrito Nidrahara Vihara Kari Vivito Chatyantya Dino Chayo Radha Krishna Gunasmritir Madhurima Nandena Samohito Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yoga Shri Viva Gopala Go. So they very carefully chanted their rounds, bowed down and scheduled measurement, and in this way they purified their lives, became free from eating and sleeping, all kinds of sense gratification, and because they were always enchanted by remembering the wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Hey, where does that go? Hey, Radhe, Raja Devi Ke Chalalite, Hey, Nanda Shuna Kuta, Shri Govardhana Kapa Pata Patale, Kalindi Shune Kuta, Koshanta Viti Sarvato, Madhurpure, Nandena Samohito Pande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yago Shri Diva Gopala Go. So they were always chanting Hey Radhe Raja Devi Ke Chalali De Hey Nanda Shuno Kuta. Where are you Radharani? Shrimati Radharani, where are you? Krishna, are you by the Govardhan Hill? Are you by the bank of the Yamuna? In this way, always feeling separation from Krishna, they wander throughout Navadvipa and Vrindavan. So this is the mood of separation. Not that now I've met Krishna and who else is there to meet. Now that I've finished that task, next is Lord Shiva. No, wherever they went, they were always feeling separation from Krishna, wandering all over Vrindavan. But they never came to the conclusion that finally we've met Radha and Krishna and our business is ended. But due to intense feelings of separation, they were always emerged in thoughts of Krishna. And that way, just like the gopis in Vrindavan, they personally associated with Krishna 24 hours a day. And it said that the happiness of Deepa Lamba Seva is greater than even the happiness of Sambhoga, of meeting Krishna. Of course, in the spiritual world there is both. There is Deepa Lamba Seva and there is Sambhoga. But here, our line of succession emphasizes constant remembrance of Krishna in the mood of the gopis. Just like that first, the paragraph we recited, says that the gopis of Vrindavan were so attached to Krishna that they were not satisfied simply with the rasa dance at night. They wanted to associate with him and enjoy his company during the daytime also. When Krishna went to the forest with his cowherd boyfriends and the cows, the gopis did not physically take part, but their hearts went with him. and because their hearts went, they were able to enjoy his company through strong feelings of separation. To acquire the strong feeling of separation is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and his direct disciple succession of Goswamis. When we are not in physical contact with Krishna, we can also associate with him, like the gopis, through strong feelings of separation. Krishna's transcendental form, quality, pastimes, and entourage are all identical with him. There are 9 different kinds of devotional service, and devotional service to Krishna and feelings of separation elevates the devotee to the highest professional level, to the level of the gopis. It is stated in the Srinivasacharya's prayers to the six Goswamis that they gave up the material opulences and princely status of life and went to Vrindavan, where they lived like ordinary mendicants begging from door to door. But they were so much enriched with the gopis' feelings of separation that they felt transcendental pleasure at every moment. Similarly, when Lord Chaitanya was at Jagannath Puri, he was in the role of Srimati Radharani, feeling separation from Krishna. So those who are in the disciple succession of the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya should also feel the separation of Krishna, worship his transcendental form, discuss his transcendental teachings, his pastimes, his entourage. These devotees should be enriched to the highest perfectional level. Feeling constant separation from Krishna while engaged in devotional service is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. In other words, we want to constantly remember Krishna. That's called Krishna consciousness. And the beginning, remembrance of Krishna comes where we remember Krishna's form. For instance, here we're seeing the deities, and by constantly seeing the deities, then eventually we'll remember the deities, even when we're not seeing the deities. So that's the beginning of remembering Krishna. And then gradually we'll become more conscious of Krishna's qualities. Krishna's a nice dresser. Everyone can see every day he dresses quite nicely. He always has his peacock feather in the right place. And Krishna he plays on his flute. He's a friend of the animals, just like that little owl there. Feels quite comfortable. How many owls are on the altar today? Anyone know how many owls there are? Yes, that's what I like to see. There's only 2. Where's the other one? What's that? There's one on the flute. Where else?
On the garland?
No,
there's a peacock. There's a peacock on the bottom of the stick.
Yeah, but we're talking about owls. There's one in Radharani's basket. There's an owl there. I feel like insulted, that little owl. No one even noticed it. It's rendering service to Radharani, and no one even notices it. So we might as well point him out there. So Krishna has so many qualities. He plays on his flute. And how many different major types of flutes are there? Which are? What's that?
Venu,
Bhamsi, and Murari. And how many different types of Bhamsis are there? There's Anandini. No, that one. Mahananda, yes. And Akarshini. And Samohini. So Samohini and Anandini are the same. And Akarshini is a little bit bigger. And the biggest of all is Samohini. No. What's that? Mahananda. Oh, that's maybe Mahananda. Some Mahananda and anyhow, there's a lot of flutes.
The color board's like my number.
Yeah. So, Krishna has so many qualities, and then after remembering Krishna's qualities, then one may remember Krishna's pastimes. So this remembering Krishna's pastimes is at the state asakti. Maya asakti manaparta yogam yunjan manashaya asam shayam samagramam yitha jyasasi tachkanu. So So this is the platform where attachment to Krishna, one becomes attached to Krishna, and it's the beginning of actual or full Krishna consciousness, the perfection of life, where 24 hours a day one is constantly remembering Krishna's pastime. And after that comes the stage of bhava, where one not only remembers Krishna's pastimes, but one actually enters into one's identity, spiritual identity, and participates somewhat with Krishna in his pastimes. And then sampati dots, one enters into prema, the beginning of perfectional life. And then from prema comes sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava. Different progressive stages of prema. And then one becomes very happy. So here, our whole process is to come to this perfectional stage of life. Everything we're doing is meant simply so that we can focus our mind upon Krishna and then give our love to Him. That's everything we're doing here. Everything, all the rules and regulations are all meant for that. But one should not think that let me immediately jump and fix my mind upon Krishna. That's not possible completely. It would be nice, but it's not very practical. Therefore, one has to follow the recommended process, and then gradually one will develop some attraction to Krishna. Sometimes the proper sahajas, or the owls, the bowls, the Neda, the Garanganagaris, the Karja, Saki Bekis, they invent means of fixing the mind upon Krishna. Especially the prakriti sahajas, they take everything very simple, easy. Prakriti sahaja means just make it very easy. So they think that just by artificially remembering the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis in Vrindavan, then one will naturally think about Krishna. The Prabhupada used to say, but why are they so much interested in Krishna's pastimes with the gopis? They don't want to discuss Krishna's pastimes on the battlefield, Kurukshetra. They don't want to discuss anything but Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. So this is because they actually think that Krishna and his pastimes is something material. And because they're attracted to the pastimes of young girls and young boys, they think that this is the easier way of fixing the mind upon Krishna. But this type of fixing the mind upon Krishna will not give us the desired result. Of course, we're not boycotting the gopis, as Prabhupada said. We have nothing against the gopis. That we, you know, some thought of the gopis comes to our mind, and usually we drive it out. Get out, Lalita. Get out, Vishaka. Radharani, get out of here. No, we're not against the gopis, but we're against this idea that there is some qualitative difference between Krishna's pastimes with the cowherd boys, with the gopis, or anyone else. Before we come to the stage of bhava, where one's eternal identity to Krishna is actually revealed, then one should not concern himself with one particular pastime or another. And instead, one should hear equally and appreciate how all these pastimes are all spiritual by nature. They're all the selfless love of the devotees being given to Krishna. The difference between the gopis' love for Krishna is that the gopis have no other concern other than Krishna's happiness. They have no concern at all for their own sense gratification. Therefore, they're the Rajavadu Vargenava Kalpitaha. Ramne Kinchit Rajavadu Vargenava Kalpitaha. The devotees, they appreciate the gopis among everyone else because of their selfless love for Krishna. But their activities have nothing to do with the material world. So and so that Shukadeva Goswami and Naishtika Brahmachari, he related the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis to Priksha Maharaj. And at the same time, we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was a very strict sannyasi, he was constantly immersed in meditating on Krishna and the gopis. But meditating upon Krishna and the gopis also means that the gopis are always glorifying the other devotees, their service, the cows, the cowherd boys, Govardhan Hill. So So the gopis are not talking about simply Krishna, they're also glorifying the great devotees of Krishna in Vrindavan. But the gopis or any of Krishna's associates, the whole feeling is selfless love for Krishna, that Krishna should be happy, even if it's at the price of our unhappiness. So by such consciousness, one can very easily constantly think of Krishna. So therefore we're trying to practice devotional service and with the idea of doing it to please Krishna. Because doing things without consciously trying to please Krishna is not devotion. Or thinking that I'm going to try and please Krishna without doing anything for him is also not devotion. So both things have to be there. We have to do something that's pleasing to Krishna, and the attitude has to be consciously that we're thinking how what I'm doing is pleasing to Krishna. And then if we think like that, then naturally we'll remember Krishna. And thinking about Krishna in that way, we'll feel Krishna's happiness. Prabhupada once wrote to me and said that you should think always what you're doing, how it's pleasing to Krishna. And what's pleasing to Krishna, Prabhupada wrote to me, was to spread Krishna consciousness all around the world. So if you're engaged in that activity, then you shouldn't worry about anything else. That you should make your goal in life to go back to the spiritual world without any further delay. So that's true for all of us. It is not that there's some very extremely difficult austerity that we have to perform, or some very deep philosophy we have to understand that, you know. No, the Krishna consciousness is very simple. Simply to do something to please Krishna, and to do it to please Krishna, and then one will think of Krishna, and that will bring one to the perfectional state of life. Not very difficult. It's not that we have to learn some very esoteric meditation, or very difficult yoga process, or some great austerity that we have to perform in order to realize Krishna. No, it's very simple. We have to simply follow the standard process, and all the philosophy, all the rules and regulations, everything we're doing is all meant for that. Right, I'll stop there. Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes. In some way they do, in their own way. Yeah. Some of them, a lot of them think that they're Krishna. So that's their ahangapasa. So one who's ahangapasa who thinks that he's Krishna, he doesn't really accept Krishna as God. But some of them have more or less that conception to different degrees. Yes. Because these pastimes in the Bhagavatam, there's not only this universe, but many universes. Not only this universe, but many previous universes, many previous creations. So sometimes Lord Brahma goes personally to speak to Lord Vishnu, ask him to come and do something. Sometimes he just on the shore of the ocean. No, it may depend upon the particular qualification of that Brahma, or at that or at a particular time. So there may be many factors. But so we should understand that not all the pastimes here of this millennium, or even our own Brahma. Sometimes there are other Brahmas in other universes. So just as we find in the Bhagavatam, in the second canto, I believe, Krishna comes and shakes Brahma's hands, answered by sighs and words, and says, you know, you're my cowherd boyfriend. But then we find Bhaktisiddhanta saying that Brahma was sitting on the lotus leaf, and he realized that he's the eternal nature of Krishna. So what was it? You know, his maidservant, and then he kind of he switched his identity halfway in the creation, became a coward woman. No, it's a different Brahman from a different universe or so.
Anything else?
Yes.
Last thing you said, that consciousness is simple, and as far as that is concerned, we change it to only depend on our desire. That we sincerely desire that Krishna is happy and do the emotional service and that kind of thing. What is the reason then of all that? It's the change of these desires due to offenses or.
Oh, many different reasons. Basically, we're in ignorance right now. We're covered by the modes of nature. Therefore, we're actually identifying ourselves with this body. And because we have material attachments due to our we have material tastes due to our previous experience in material life, therefore we have a tendency to desire material happiness. We have a taste for it. We've cultivated it. So gradually, even in the midst of our material, we have to regulate our sense gratification. And then, in the midst of that, we have to try to cultivate devotional service so that we can gradually get a higher taste. So as our taste changes, then gradually as we get a taste in Krishna consciousness, gradually our desire to become more fixed in Krishna consciousness will increase. But Krishna doesn't reveal himself to us completely, just gradually, a little bit at a time, according to what we actually deserve and desire. And then gradually our taste for Krishna consciousness will increase. It feels like we fast on a Kadasi somewhere, or Dhammasana. The whole idea of fasting is not so torturous, so that, you know, finally we can be prasadam at 12 o'clock at night or something. The idea is that when we're less involved in sense gratification, then it's easier to fix the mind on Krishna. Just like after a big feast, most devotees don't really feel like going and reading, you know, philosophy about Krishna. But, you know, when we're a little less engaged and the mind is a little clearer, and then there's a tendency, just like early in the morning, it's much easier to hear a chat than it is later on with some attention. So all the time our attention span and our thoughts may change, the circumstances may change. Just like if everything is going very routinely and smoothly, then we become complacent. And when there's some difficulty, then immediately we become more attentive. So many factors may go into it. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grandaraj, Ki Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Gaur Charan, Ki Hari Bol.